Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. Hines Ward, you tell him, Hines Ward, about this football team.
For whatever reason, there was some leadership that was lost after, you know, Brett Keisel left, after Troy Polamalu left, and after Casey Hampton and those guys, it was like a huge drop-off.
Yeah, what about Ben?
You know, he's a competitor. I think guys respect him because of what he's done. You know, I sometimes disagree with, you know, kind of how he comments on other people. I know some guys may take that the wrong way. I know earlier in his career, he hated to be critiqued by some of the veteran guys themselves.
Oh, what fun. You could text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Drama, 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 more drama in Steelerville. Here's the second former player in 2 days to criticize something in Steelerville, and especially with one of its stars. This is the leadership. This is the whining and moaning. He also says stuff about Bell and Brown, but Hines Ward now is out against the Steelers. And he doesn't get paid for his opinion. He was just on with Starkey and Mahler. Josh, this isn't a good look. I don't know how it's all going to end. It seems like they're turning off all the old guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You know, when you ask the older guys, the main and key ingredient that they had in the locker room that they feel is missing is this leadership. I mean, so you may not like the player. You may not like the person saying it. Ryan Clark is another one. But at least what they're saying is their opinion. And if they think it's that way, then they must be seeing something or know something.
But I will say this. Jim, do you know how many receptions Hines Ward finished his career with?
I believe it was 1,000.
Do you know what number 998, 999, and number 1,000 were?
I believe they were bubble screens,
yes,
Colin.
Yes, and I believe one went for like minus 6 yards.
But he got to 1,000.
Yes, he did. So does that make it any different that Hines Ward was a guy out for himself at the end of his career?
Now, Hines was a lead-by-example guy. And Josh, you would know, you're in the locker room with guys. The only thing I can comment on is whether guys lead by example. And Hines was always a lead-by-example guy, but he was the most selfish team guy that I can think of.
After nobody gave him a chance and he made it.
And he played a position that seems to be, that's, you need to be that way.
Yes. By saying it's selfish, I mean, he was clearly about himself, but in a more quiet way, and yet at the same time he was a great teammate. And I don't know what leadership is, or I mean I know what leadership is, but you know what I mean. I don't know how leadership is defined and what kind of leadership there is. You know, I can't imagine, you know, Sidney Crosby's a great captain for the Penguins, but is he a rah-rah guy? Mm-hmm. No, it was guys like Dupuy and Bill Guerin when he joined the team for a couple years that are you know, that are the vocal guys.
But when you enter a team like with Crosby, you know, and all the other stars there, when you're young, you know to fall in line. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going to cause any waves. I'm just going to just follow.
He was like 19 when he was a captain.
You know, the Steelers, you get in there, and Foster said it the best yesterday. Guys are going in with their own brand, and they're pushing that almost before the team.
Do you remember training camp in 2005, Jim, when Hines Ward wasn't there? To knock Hines Ward. And look, I'm not doing that. But I think that just like you had to consider the source with Ryan Clark, which I think Ryan Clark, and I'm not discrediting Ryan Clark at all. I think Ryan Clark's was played in a couple Super Bowls, has a Super Bowl ring. I'm not discrediting Hines Ward. But some people forget their own actions when they're critical of some other people. And Hines Ward's a guy who held out in 2005. You covered that camp,
and
Jim.
It was Jerome Bettis that convinced him that, hey, come on, you know, get your head out of you-know-where, get in there, and you'll be taken care of. He got in there, and he was taken care of.
So what I'm getting at is these guys have all been there. They've just not acted exactly like these guys are acting right now. It's easy to cast aspersions. It's easy to say things like that. But Hines Ward, like you illustrated, Jim, was selfish to some degree. He did hold out as well. So everybody has had their faults, I think, throughout their career, or very many of the players have had, who are critical now.
Sure, and to bring up, I think Roethlisberger would admit when he was a young player about that. And Hines would admit that too, that you know, he made that wasn't the right thing to do. And it took a veteran, an older guy, to kind of steer him, you know, back into line. But Josh, I don't know, in terms of guys saying stuff, when would a leader stand up and talk? On Monday? On a Sunday before the game?
It could be that Saturday night. It could be any day. The team meets every day for a couple minutes at least. Other than obviously the Tuesday day off, where coaches, it could be players only.
The question is simple as we move forward. It feels like the Steelers need leadership. We heard that from Ramon Foster yesterday. But if you have a guy like Le'Veon Bell, who doesn't want to be led, if you have a guy like Antonio Brown, who marches to his own beat, how do you lead, or Antonio Brown, how do you lead these men? How do guys get led who don't want to be led? How do you step up and be a leader? Calm. All right, Hines Ward had a lot to say. He was on with Starkey and Mahler. He talked about Bell and Brown. Not real ringing endorsements here.
Yeah, I get it. You know, Le'Veon wants a big-time contract. I get it. A.B., you want to continue putting up big numbers. You got a big payday. But at the end of the day, it's not about you guys. It's about the team coming together and winning a Super Bowl.
All right, Adam in Washington, a question for you. It seems glaringly obvious that Le'Veon Bell doesn't want to be led by anyone. How do you lead? How do you act like a leader whenever people don't want to be led, Adam?
That's where the coach comes involved as a leader. He's your team leader, regardless of if you want a player leader or whoever. And that coach better get in there and say, "Hey, boys, keep your mouth shut." And for Le'Veon, get your legs moving. Your job is to run the football. Run the football.
Well, okay, great. Listen, great. This isn't American Legion baseball. What are you going to do? Bench the guy if he tells you no?
Absolutely. That's what's wrong with sports today. You trying to tell me Connor couldn't run a few plays when Le'Veon's out there just, getting warmed up because he decided to sit out of preseason?
I'm trying to tell you that it's a toxic environment whenever players make more than coaches and they feel as if they have a lot more power, because in essence they do. That's the problem going on right now.
It's also toxic when there's such a loose atmosphere at your workplace.
You know, after listening,
you can't bring it back.
Because after listening to Ramon Foster yesterday, I honestly think that all you can control is what you can control. Like, Le'Veon Bell is never going to want to be led by Ramon Foster, by Ben Roethlisberger, by Cam Hayward, by Stephon Tuitt, whoever the leaders are on that football team. My man's just going to go off on his own. Like, he does not care. He wants to rap. He wants to do his own thing. He wants to get ready for the season how he wants to. You're never going to corral that. You're never going to, if you went and said to him, "Listen, we're going to have a lot of success as a team if we all buy in, we do it this way, I'm not interested." Like, that's just his job. That's just what he does. And I'll also say this. I think that Le'Veon Bell has an insane amount of jealousy for Antonio Brown, for what Antonio Brown is on the field, for what Antonio Brown is off the field. And I think that's a big part of the problem, is Le'Veon Bell does not want to be led. He does not want to be a follower at all. He wants to do his own thing. And no matter how strong your leader is, he doesn't want to get behind him. And I don't think he ever is going to want to, and he's not going to be forced to, because nobody's going to take his job. On Sunday, he's going to be the starting halfback all the time while he's in Pittsburgh.
I look at Le'Veon Bell, and I see a kid who's very immature. I don't mind that he has other hobbies. Other athletes do as well. His happens to be rapping and seems to get in the way, but because of social media, it all overlaps. So I don't mind that. I see a guy who is in a contract year trying to get an extension, try to get a new contract, try to get paid big, and didn't. They offered him one. That's where he loses all the credibility. Everything he was fighting for, everything he built up last year, they offered him a contract, more money than anyone even thought when they were trying to predict how much his kid's worth. They went above and beyond, and he still said no. So after that moment alone for me, it's tough to root for this kid. Even though I want the team to win, it's tough. I don't know what his end game is, I guess is what I'm getting
at. His end game is getting paid as much as he can. And his end game is getting out of here, is the way I look at it. If that involves getting paid as much as you can. But he was offered a very fair deal, and that's
very
where I'm absolutely
more than
absolutely
the Steelers needed to offer
his
somebody.
His jealousy for Antonio Brown is so obvious to me. Because, look, Le'Veon Bell's trying to rap. Nobody cares about him rapping.
No.
Antonio Brown goes on TV once, he's on 5 gabillion commercials. The soft drink companies want him. Right. Dancing with the Stars wants him. Every company mm-hmm. wants him. His smile is unbelievable. He's there. He never gets in trouble off the field. Bang. Antonio Brown gets the football on offense. Catching the football on offense this past week. You know, what does Le'Veon Bell say in postgame? Man, I wish we would have run it more. Like, it's just an insane amount of jealousy. He's never going to catch up to Antonio Brown on or off the field. He's not, in terms of a list of running backs, I don't think he's as good as Antonio Brown is as a receiver. And in terms of off the field, his marketability and where he is in terms of visibility in this country isn't Antonio Brown's. And really, I think it's deeply seated within him that he is jealous of Antonio Brown. And that's a big problem with Le'Veon Bell and this football team. There's too many superstars. He can't live with another superstar in his locker room. He's got to be the big dog. And it eats at him. Again, that's just my opinion, but that's...
I know. I'm not looking that deep into it. I just see a guy who's falling short of everything he's attempting to do. He's not coming across as a team player right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.